Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 23rd of July, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, a background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 224 new cases of COVID-19. That's 1981 cases in isolation and six in Nobles Hospital, including one in ICU. Emergency Advisory Group says community transmission is uncontrolled on the island. Business will get more public money. Stay safe in the sea, advice from the lifeboat boss. And big wins and political casualties in yesterday's local elections.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of May, Tessa Hawley.
First of May, the Isle of Man has nearly 2,000 active cases of COVID-19. There are now 1,981. That's up 224 since the last update yesterday. Another person is in hospital, bringing the total number to 6. One person is in intensive care. Community transmission of COVID on the Isle of Man is uncontrolled, and mask wearing should be made mandatory on public transport. That's the advice from the Emergency Advisory Group, which is calling on the Council of Ministers to take clear and explicit advice from the Director of Public Health. A Ramsey MHK has described proposed changes to the island's border regulations as flawed, saying they're woefully inadequate in addressing the risks the island is facing. In Timwell today, during debate over changing public health rules, Laurie Hooper said Comyn wasn't listening. In international news, Olympic organisers say the opening ceremony of Tokyo 2020 marks a moment of hope. Fireworks lit up the stadium, although there were fewer than 1,000 spectators inside because of the coronavirus pandemic. Wales manager Ryan Giggs has pleaded not guilty to assaulting his ex-girlfriend. Manchester Crown Court heard allegations he used a pattern of coercive and controlling behaviour, including claims he kicked her naked out of a hotel room. He'll go on trial in January. And in football, Jadon Sancho has completed his £73 million move to Manchester United. The England winger says the five-year contract is a dream come true. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayad, thank you, Tessa. On this flume-free Friday, Ben McCree just easing onto the link span in Douglas Harbour. No problems at sea. The message from the Ronalds Way Met Office on the Isle of Man this evening. Sunny, partially cloudy this evening. A light to moderate easterly. The overnight minimum 16 Celsius. For tomorrow, Saturday, Jasan, dry and sunny. Daytime maximum 22. Light breezes after dark, down to 16. Into Sunday, Jaduni, sunny and warm, and 23 top temperature on Sunday. Low water in about 30 minutes time at 6:04. Sunset, 27:10. High water a minute after midnight. Sunrise, 5:17. The morning low tide, 7:26. And high water, 3:23.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
So 1,981 active cases of COVID-19 in the Isle of Man. Here's Rob Pritchard with the detail.
It's a rise of 224 COVID-19 cases on Ireland since yesterday. Government claims 60 cases are under investigation. Six people are currently being treated in hospital, with one person in intensive care. 556 people are currently waiting to be notified of test results, and 803 individuals are booked in for PCR tests tomorrow. Meanwhile, government has confirmed a large supply of lateral flow devices is due to be made available to residents next week. It's expected 120,000 of them will be delivered and will then be made available at local pharmacies for close contacts of coronavirus cases. It comes after supplies of them ran out this week due to high demand. As of Thursday, 40,000 of them had been handed out. Officials are urging people not to stockpile the devices once they become available again.
Community transmission of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man is uncontrolled and mask wearing should be made mandatory on public transport. The advice from the Emergency Advisory Group. Tessa Hawley.
The group was set up to provide advice, insight and perspective in emergency situations. It's now shared its profound disappointment at the short notice it was given to consider changes to the public health regulations and says the Delta variant is now well established on the island. It's calling on the Council of Ministers to take clear and explicit advice from the Director of Public Health. In an interim advice note, the EAG says there are three core areas of concern: context, mitigations and public health engagement, and consultation. The infection rate on the island, it says, is 277 per 100,000 people. Based on European figures, a rate which is only higher in Cyprus, Gibraltar, the UK, Netherlands and Spain. The group says future decisions should be made only after taking advice from Dr. Henrietta Ewart. It also says it's not been given detailed underlying data sets, which Comin is privy to. The EAG is calling on Comin as a matter of urgency to introduce clear recommendations and strong guidance over the use of mitigations in public places. That includes the use of face coverings in supermarkets, shops and hospitality settings. The group also wants masks to be mandatory on public transport. The impact of well-ventilated spaces on reducing the spread of COVID should also be clearly communicated, and those in the office environment should be encouraged to reduce the number of face-to-face meetings where possible.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
A Ramsey MHK has described proposed changes to the Isle of Man's border regulations as flawed and woefully inadequate in addressing the risks the island faces. In Tynwald today, during the debate over changing public health rules, Laurie Hooper accused the Council of Ministers of stopping politicians getting advice from the Director of Public Health.
The virus has not got any better. In fact, the virus we're dealing with now is much worse than the virus we dealt with last year. It is much more infectious. It is infecting younger people. It is a worse version of itself. And yet, our approach is to do less to stop it spreading around the island. We're not there yet. We're not at that point where you would consider the island to be fully vaccinated. We won't be for another month. What is the rush to make some of these changes? We're not even pretending that we're going to control cases on the island. We're not doing anything. We're not doing anything to make sure that close contacts mitigate. We're asking people nicely, please can you, if you have been contacted by test and trace, please can you choose to take a lateral flow test and choose to isolate? Well, some people can do that. They can make that choice. Others can't. Other people have to work and earn money. This is why ERG have started turning on the financial support schemes again. The financial support schemes that we needed during lockdown, because businesses couldn't trade. So there are some businesses out there, lots of businesses out there right now, saying the situation today is as bad as it was during lockdown. Mm-hmm. We need help. So we stopped them trading and they said we needed help. Now we're saying, oh, we're all open for business. And you know what? They still need help. Because whatever strategy this government is following, and if it's not a herd immunity strategy, I don't know what it is, it isn't working.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:10. As I mentioned, she's currently on the link span in Douglas, discharging, and will be off again at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, departing at 2:15 a.m. back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Manannan left Douglas at 3:04. She'll be arriving in Liverpool in the next 5 minutes or so. Leaving Liverpool at 7:15, back tonight at 10 o'clock, and leaving tomorrow morning at 7:30 for Liverpool again.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
There were both big wins and political casualties as the dust settles on yesterday's local authority elections. Historic votes took place in seven regions across the Isle of Man to elect members for the next term. And the final results came in the early hours of this morning. Our local democracy reporter Chris Cave reflects on a dramatic night in the world of Manx politics.
Long overdue, wrapped in controversy, election nights don't come around too often and they rarely, if ever, lack drama. Pushed back twice due to COVID, this ballot was no different. First to declare was Santon. Howard Benson received the most votes from the five candidates elected, with a 30% turnout for the region. Flooding and sewerage are two big issues facing Garth commissioners over the next 4 years. Melanie Christian and Tim Kenyon were voted in. Topping the polls was Stuart Clegg, who said the people of Lonan had sent out a clear message.
They don't want any more sewerage going into Laxey or Garwick Bay. They want it pumped properly to Douglas.
Elections at this level historically have a lower turnout than the race for the Keys. That didn't stop 41% of voters in Jerby making their voices heard. Three votes separated the top three candidates. Kelly Charman was the outright winner. Down south, the highs and lows of election night were on full display.
We're with Hugo McKenzie on the roof of Castletown Civic Hall, and he's going to make the declaration.
Just after 10 p.m. on polling day, and one of the shocks of the night had come in. Chairman David Parnell had been voted out. Newly elected Dawn Quinney and familiar name Colin Leather, both among the winners on the night. More than 1,600 people turned up to vote in Peel, and of those, more than 1,000 backed Mike Wade from the 11-strong field, while Alan Jones, Hazel Hannan and Christine Mucton were returned to the board for another term. Deputy Chair Ian Davison was not. In Douglas, party politics appears to be emerging as a power player, with two Green Party and two Labour candidates among the nine elected onto the council. As midnight came and went, they were still counting in Onchan. After successfully winning a by-election in October last year, David Quirk went from new boy to top dog in the minds of the electorate. He promised the days of infighting and internal squabbles at Onchan will now be a thing of the past.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
18 minutes before 6 on Update Live from the Isle of Man, four US drug companies have agreed to pay 19 billion sterling, $26 billion, to settle claims that they help fuel an opioid addiction crisis. Under the proposal unveiled by a group of state attorney generals yesterday afternoon, three drug distributors, McKesson, Cardinal Health and Amerisource Bergen, are expected to pay $21 billion, and Johnson & Johnson will pay $5 billion over the next 5 years. The proposed agreement will resolve nearly 4,000 claims in federal and state courts against the four companies, if approved by a significant number of states and governments. Well, from the Oscars to the Love Island fire pit, there's no doubt Crocs have made a pandemic comeback. Crocs reported record sales of £465 million in the 3 months to the 30th of June, nearly double the same period last year, and the trend shows no signs of slowing down as the firm raised the revenue outlook for the rest of the year. Net income before tax grew to $190 million between April and the end of June from a previous $54.7 million. And the revenue for 2021 is expected to rise by up to 65% compared with a forecast of 50%. Apparently, people have turned to the foamy clogs to pair up with lockdown outfits. The Colorado-based company said digital sales were up by 25% and make up more than a third of total sales.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks moved higher. US stocks rallied at the opening bell. Oil price slightly higher. Gold edged lower as a stronger US dollar dimmed bullion's appeal. In corporate news, NatWest was the standout gainer. And Vodafone advanced after it reported a rise in first quarter revenue as European and African services returned to growth. The numbers now. Ramsey Crookall reporting at the close in London at 5 o'clock. The FTSE 100 up 0.9% at 7,033. The DAX in Frankfurt up almost 1% at 15,664. The trading day rolls on in New York City. The Dow Jones Industrial up 0.7% at 35,062. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.6% at 14,777, and the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.8%, currently at 4,404. But the day is yet young. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling, currently worth $1, 37.5 cents, €1, 16.9 cents, and 20 South African rand, 34.1 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down 0.3% at $1,800 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.25%, $72.82.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend. Weather summary for the weekend. Fine conditions continuing. Sea temperature 16 degrees Celsius. And the winds for Saturday, east or southeast, force 4, occasionally 5, soon decreasing east, force 3 or 4, then variable east or variable or east, force 2 or 3 later. Wave height, a metre, gradually falling to 0.5 of a metre or less. Wave period, 4 or 5 seconds. High water tomorrow, 23 minutes past midday. And Sunday, the wind is east, force 2 or 3, becoming 3 or 4. Wave height, 0.5 of a metre or less. Wave period between 3 and 4 seconds. High water on Sunday, 11 minutes past 1.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
The infrastructure ministers hit back at accusations of negligence over the local authority elections. Recently, Councillor Andrew Bentley in Douglas said there was no excuse for Tim Baker not to have mitigation plans in place so people who were self-isolating could still vote. This is Tim Baker on whether or not he thinks he's negligent.
No, every option was considered. The very clear advice from the Attorney General's chambers was that we're in danger of changing a known problem for other unknown problems that would be equally or if not more serious. We engaged with local authorities, and they some had an appetite to try and do something. Some didn't see it as much of an issue, but actually the majority was it was too hard a problem to fix at this point in time without potentially compromising the integrity of the election process.
It may have been too much of an issue to fix at this point in time, but you say this is, you know, you admit yourself, it's been postponed two times. This isn't a new situation. We knew that coronavirus was affecting the local authority elections last year. Why did it take until this last couple of weeks to start realising this could be an issue?
Well, I think you've got to look at where we are. The scale of the COVID pandemic on the Isle of Man now is completely different from where it's been at any time in that last 18-month period. I mean, I heard Andrew Bentley say it was entirely foreseeable, and I'd say, well, what did he do about it at that point in time? Why weren't...
It was mentioned in Douglas Council.
It may be mentioned in Douglas Council, but, you know, many things are mentioned by many, many people. It's actually about saying, OK, we want something different doing about this. And, you know, it's been postponed twice. We did consider postponing it again, but we felt that the consequences for the local authorities across the whole of the island were far worse than proceeding, and that was the decision we made. We're in a pandemic. We've got difficult choices to make. It's very easy sitting on the outside and just saying, we'll just sort that out without any understanding of the ramifications of it.
Manx Radio Sport.
11 minutes before 6. Faster My, Rob Pritchard.
Faster My, good evening. Derivco and Rex Motor Company are currently leading the way in the Isle of Man Football Association Business League. Rex Motor Company, currently top Group A, despite being held to a 0-0 draw by Amber Gaming in their latest outing. Other results from the group for Week 3 saw Qplas Callow defeat Canada Life 6-2, Capital International beating Manx Telecom by 3-0, and Santander overcame Standard Bank by the same scoreline. Meanwhile, in Group B, leaders Derivco were also held to a draw in the latest round of games with a 1-1 result with Manx Gas. Elsewhere in the group, Manx Sport and Recreation edged past Nedbank with a 2-1 victory, Green Valley Farm Supplies were 4-1 winners over Newfield, and KPMG beat Live Electrical by 3-0. Young Manx hockey star Sienna Dunn made another big impression in her latest appearances for the England Under-16s girls squad. The team took on Scotland Under-17 girls last Saturday and Sunday at Leeds University, winning the first game 4-2 and the second one 5-1. Dunn, who plays for Valkyries Hockey Club in Peel, scored twice in the second game to help England on their way to victory. And this weekend, mountain bike enthusiasts will be testing their stamina and determination in the Manx 100. The grueling event will see men and women battle the heat and each other over a 100-kilometre course this Sunday. There will also be a 50-kilometre event.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes before six, the 20 past five Loganair to Heathrow went out on time. Next departure, 6 o'clock, Loganair patient transfer plane to Liverpool. And inbound, we have the Manchester, 25 past five inbound Loganair. And the patient transfer plane comes back tonight at 5 to 8. On the roads, look out tomorrow at Croity Quill Road in Laxey. It's closed between 9 and 4 for telecom work tomorrow. Also, Kurt Michael, temporary lights on the main road for work on the pavements. Beach Road in Port St Mary's closed for emergency gas main repair. Head Road steps in Douglas closed for repairs to a collapsed sewer. We've got temporary lights 24 hours a day on Victoria Road in Castletown. Farm Hill Lane, Annika, still closed for the building of that new road. Look out also. Richmond Hill, the temporary lights on 30 mile an hour speed limit extended to the end of August. Temporary lights by the new housing estate and bypass in Ballasalla. And Snaefell Road is closed in Williston. Suspension of parking there. There's some building work going on.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Businesses on the Isle of Man will get more support from government with the rising COVID cases. Local establishments like pubs, restaurants and shops have been struggling with staff and footfall. His Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon.
Based on the evidence that we've got at the moment, I think it's going to be quite a difficult few weeks for businesses and for individuals. So the first thing that we've opted to do yesterday was increase the rate of incapacity benefit to £230 per week for the first 2 weeks. So basically, anybody who's now falling ill with coronavirus has got a reasonable fallback position to claim incapacity benefit at £230 a week. So that will also ensure that people aren't opting out, if you like, or trying to avoid going into isolation if they get coronavirus. So there's support now in place for that. And that will also give support to parents if they have got sick children with coronavirus or and they can't work. So that's the first thing that's happened. And that will be effective, will be predated to last Sunday. So anybody who's fallen ill since Sunday can claim that incapacity benefit at that rate. I will be bringing forward some announcements later today around support for businesses. I have to ease some of the pressure. I accept now there's quite a lot of chaos around in terms of staff isolating and some drop off in custom and turnover for these domestic front facing businesses in the sort of retail sector, hospitality sector and in the self-employed sector, particularly where they're going one to one with individuals. So we will be bringing forward some short term support, which we will announce later today once I've tidied up some details this morning with the council of ministers. And then we will be closely monitoring the situation and make another assessment early in August as to whether to release another tranche of support as we get through this period.
Government could face a legal challenge over its inability to help those isolating vote in yesterday's local elections. It's being considered by the Manx Labour Party's Devon Watson, who was successful in last night's Douglas Council East Ward contest. The DOI was unable to protect the democratic rights of those made to isolate. Mr. Watson says some national politicians just don't take local politics seriously.
I think it's easier to disenfranchise young people politically. It's easier to disenfranchise people with low incomes. It's easier to disenfranchise people who are busy and have families. So, I mean, who knows whether it'll be allowed, but I can't imagine. I think one of the reasons this was allowed to happen is A, the sort of people who are disenfranchised, and B, the fact that people don't think local politics matters quite a lot. And obviously what this does is this further reinforces that notion. So it creates a sort of negative cycle.
You're not suggesting that this is in any way orchestrated, that it was a plan.
I don't think it was orchestrated. I think if it was different types of people who were sort of different disenfranchised, such as if Tim Baker's sort of his own voting base were to say, hey, sorry, we can't vote, I'm sure he would have cared because, I mean, he dismissed this as simply being a Douglas issue. But, I mean, if this was something that a lot of people in his own constituency were freaked out about, I mean, would he have responded the same way? We don't know, right? I mean, and if they implement a proper solution in September, we'll find out whether my theory is correct here.
Will you be filing legal papers?
And we certainly have grounds to. I think we've got 24 hours, so the deadline is pretty soon. But I think the grounds for a legal challenge are strong, and it's certainly something that we're looking at the moment.
The RNLI has issued advice on how to stay safe in the sea this summer with the hot weather. Many people have been taken to the beach, kayaks and paddleboards. But what happens when things go wrong? Here's the Peel Lifeboat Operations Manager, Alan Corlett.
Whatever you're doing, whether you're swimming or paddleboarding or kayaking, the first thing to do is understand the risks involved and, most importantly, know your limits. So don't do anything too overambitious.
What's the financial impact like on the RNLI when you are called out to rescue people? I heard of an incident that happened the other day where 12 paddleboarders found themselves in a little bit of trouble.
They were very responsible, I had to say. They had a means of communication with them, which is an essential thing to have when you're setting out to sea. It doesn't have to be a VHF radio. It can be a mobile phone. That's perfectly acceptable. So they were able to alert the emergency services themselves in time. But, of course, they managed to get ashore themselves without any assistance from the lifeboat, which is really good, very responsible of them. Regarding financial cost, we don't actually cost it. That's not a consideration, and we would never want finance to become a significant item in terms of saving life at sea.
What are some basic safety tips that you would give people who want to head out into the ocean?
As I said before, reinforce the message to understand the risks and know your limits. Try not to get yourself into difficulty in the first place. Basic safety rules from the beach are watch out for tides, be aware of an incoming tide. You may get cut off if you're along the rocks or something like that. Adults shouldn't let children take inflatable toys out in the water, which could be swept out to sea. If that does happen, the adults shouldn't try and swim out to effect the rescue themselves. Chances are they wouldn't be able to, and then there'd be more people in difficulty. They're placing themselves in danger. If you do find yourself in difficulty in water, float to live. Simply roll onto your back, extend your arms and legs, and just try to float and remain still until help arrives.
The words of the RNLI for this weekend. Hope you don't get that far. And if you're enjoying the sea this weekend, do it safely. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Banks Radio's news department. Newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer William King, and I'm Andy Wint. With Update back Monday evening at 5:30.